win, succeed, and overcome at the Holy Convocation Conference in Houston, Texas. This is the spiritual encounter you have been waiting on. Overcome in your faith, fitness, family, and finance. Join founder and apostle Dr. Dana Carson and guest speakers Dr. Charles Moody, Bishop Sherman Allen, Prophetess Janet Floyd, Bishop Daryl Hines, and Bishop Shelton Beatty. Register today at drdanacarson.org. Welcome to the Kingdom Voice radio broadcast with Dr. Dana Carson. Coming up next.
Look to your neighbor, say yet in all these things. Come on, say he didn't say yet out of these all these things. He says yet in these all things. While I'm in all of this stuff I'm in, not after I get out of all this stuff, right while I'm going through it right now, yet in all the things that I'm going through, even though I'm going through, yet in all things, I am who burned my keel. I am more than a conqueror. I am super victorious.
We pray you are blessed by today's Kingdom message entitled, The Legitimacy of Us, coming from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
So, God says, don't you worry. Whatever us need, us gonna get. And he says, then, what's the down payment, my son? Did I not withhold my son? Now listen, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Cattle on a thousand hills. Silver and gold belongs to him. But it ain't like his only begotten son. And he said, if I did not withhold my son and freely gave him to you, then what makes you think I'm not going to give you clothes? What makes you think I'm not going to give you food? What makes you think that I'm not going to give you transportation? What makes you think I'm not going to put a roof over your head? What makes you think I won't prosper your business? What makes you think I won't prosper your education? What makes you think I won't prosper your relationship? What makes you think I won't prosper your marriage? If I gave my son, do you not know that through him I will freely give you all things? Now, there's a clicker here. There's a kicker here. Everything that I give you got to come through him. Can't come around him. If it ain't for his glory, I ain't gonna give it to you. If it ain't for his story, I ain't gonna give it to you. If it's not for the expansion of the kingdom, I'm not gonna give to you. I will freely give you all things through him. I'm trying so hard, huh? So here's the third question. Then who shall bring a charge against God's elect? I'm struggling right now, Doc. There's some things out of character right now. I've entered into a season of inconsistency. I've slid into a season of dealing with my nemesis and my weaknesses, and I need God to pull me out of this right now. There are folk that are looking and they see I'm going through and struggling, and it's hurting my witness, and some folk are talking about me because of what I'm going through. But I love you, God, and I'm trying to hang on in there. I'm like Jacob. I'm going to hang on with a limp. And folk are looking at me and saying I'm crippled and I'm impaired and I'm handicapped, and they're talking about me, God, because they're not talking about speculation, they're talking about facts. There are some things about me, God, that I don't like and shouldn't be there. But God says this, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? I chose you. You were electos. You were chosen by God. Thus he said, it is Christ who died and has risen and at the right hand of God, who then himself, when you can't pray for yourself, it says he makes intercession for. He makes intercession for. When I can't pray for myself, God's praying for me. I'm almost finished. Thus, y'all sit down. Thus, the text then asks another question, another rhetorical question. Who shall separate us? Chorizo, the Greek term, to put apart or to sever. Who shall sever us? I just want to stop. Who shall sever us from the love of God? Who has the ability, in Pauline language, to make God stop loving you? And who has the ability to make you stop loving God? Thus he says, shall your tribulation separate you? Shall your distress, shall your persecution and famine and nakedness and peril or the sword? Paul says here, I love him because he first loved me. I'm gaining a hold of him like he's gained a hold of me in this Philippian language. Now, he says, because I love God like God loves me. He says, nothing that I go through is going to make me fall away from God. Why? Because I'm not them. I'm us. Y'all know. When you're legitimate us, these kinds of things don't shake you. Every time you look around, you're ready to leave the church. You're ready to stop serving God because you're going through. You know, you depressed. You don't know what to do. And thing, maybe this ain't working for me. That's because you got a them mentality, not us. So when you're us, you don't know nothing else to do with yourself. You can leave church mad, but you're coming back Sunday night. Hey! Why? Because you're us, you're us, you're us, you're us! And who can separate us? Paul moves from rhetorical questions to emphatic statements. Thus he says, even though for your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. In essence, devil, shoot your best shot. Because they overcame him. Okay, listen, they is us. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives even unto. Devil, take your best shot. Thus, he says, even though we're killed all day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. We have Christians dying all over the world for their faith. Unfortunately, we don't know what that feels like in this country. We still have a level of popularity. But it says, then he makes this emphatic statement, yet in all these things. Look to your neighbor, say, yet in all these things. Come on, say, he didn't say yet out of these all these things. He says yet in these all things. While I'm in all of this stuff I'm in, not after I get out of all this stuff, right while I'm going through it right now, yet in all the things that I'm going through, even though I'm going through, yet in all things, I am who Bernakeel. I am more than a conqueror. I am super victorious. Thus, he says, even though I'm going through, I'm super victorious. Which means victory is a mentality, not what you're going through. As long as you don't let it change your mind, you're victorious. Some of you don't understand. The devil gets victory over you in your mind. That's why God can't get you a healing, because you're sick in your mind. Y'all don't like me now. The Bible says the spirit of a man sustains him in sickness and disease. You can be sick in your body as long as you don't get sick in your mind. As long as you don't get sick in your spirit, you'll get a deliverance. Deliverance takes place on the inside before it takes place on the outside. Yet in all things, I'm super victorious.
You have just experienced the dynamic preaching and teaching ministry of Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. If you were blessed by this message and want to hear it in its entirety, visit us online at drdanacarson.org/radio. That's drdanacarson.org/radio. Life in the kingdom can be challenging, to say the least, but one of the things that makes our journey easier is knowing that our God is legit. In this life-changing book, Too Legit to Quit, Dr. Carson will teach you about the legitimacy of God like you've never heard before. You will learn how to stabilize your walk with God, manage unwanted and difficult seasons and circumstances, and how to ensure you get victory in the end. You can purchase your copy today at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org. We thank you for investing your time and attention into the kingdom teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. For more information about the Kingdom Voice and additional kingdom resources, visit our website at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org.